So what's the difference between a Pegasus and a unicorn?
Pegasus don't have horns, but they can fly. It's like a flying horse.
Can unicorns fly?
Not with wings, just with magic.
Okay. He said, I have a 5-year-old daughter, I know.
Yeah, facts. Exactly.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good, we need to smoke a joint and calm down.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Ville Chillin' Podcast. Today, we're excited to talk about the Pegasus Parade and the history of the Pegasus Parade. It is the oldest event in the Kentucky Derby Festival, which, if you missed our previous episode about kind of the whole festival, the whole festival is just like a month, more than a month long build up to the actual Kentucky Derby. And the Pegasus Parade is the oldest of those events. And it's also one of the largest parades in the country.
Dude, so what's the difference between a Pegasus and a unicorn?
Pegasus don't have horns, but they can fly. It's like a flying horse.
Can unicorns fly?
Not with wings. Just with magic.
Okay. He said, I have a 5-year-old daughter, I know.
Yeah, facts. Exactly. But yeah, the Pegasus Parade is actually a pretty amazing event. Aside from just being the oldest event for the Kentucky Derby, I think it started in like 1956. Yeah, 1956. On a budget of $640 million. Or $640, sorry.
That was like with inflation.
Right. Like. It can, as of this day and age, it contributes an estimated impact of more than $22 million to the local economy, which is huge. Well, a lot of people show up for it. A lot of celebrities come in to help, you know, host it, or they call it, you know, grand marshaling. And it's just, it's really... It's a very historic event because the Derby was going on, you know, it started in what, the late 1800s, right? And it took a long time for them to decide to really start throwing a whole festival. But once they started the Pegasus Parade, the whole festival was just born, you know, like, let's do more, let's do more, let's do more. And it's really turned into the festivities that we see today, especially the week building up to, you know, starting with Thunder and then the week building up to the Derby itself. Millions of dollars for the city and the state. So just for a little bit of history, back in 1956, there were 4 volunteers and a budget of $640. And I'm sure not too many people showed up on Broadway. But even then, there were plenty of, you know, celebrities and everything included or showing up, floats, balloons, marching bands, equestrian units, just so much that they put into it with just a budget of $640. Can you imagine?
I mean, what would that probably be today?
A lot. At least quadruple that, you know, probably a whole lot more than that. Probably more. I mean, I don't even know how to say it. Now, to be fair, like the floats, the floats wouldn't have come out of that budget. The floats are pretty much built and designed by a lot of the sponsors of the Derby, any special like companies, schools, or whatever that the committee decides to include in that stuff. But either way, that they do that because they're all in on the whole idea, and there's like a float competition, I think.
Yeah, it's where like a lot of the floats are really kind of advertising for the different local communities and the businesses that are helping put a sponsor towards the budget.
Yep, exactly. So it goes a long way to help a lot of people. And So again, they marched down Broadway for like 17 blocks. And so, yeah, it says here many are built by employees or volunteers of the sponsoring groups who take the awards competition very seriously. Yeah, there's high school bands. There's, you know, equestrian units, again, inflatable character balloons, clowns, celebrities all over in the parade. Some celebrities that you would know are like John Wayne, Michael Landon, Lauren Green, William Shatner, Ned Beatty is on the list. So many people throughout the years. And then also different entertainers, Carol Channing to Liberace to Gladys Knight and Loretta Lynn. You know,
that's a combination.
I'm sure not all at the same time, but still, it's everybody. And then, of course, we got our hometown heroes like Muhammad Ali and Colonel Sanders. You know, good old KFC, man. Look, a little old Kentucky Colonel from Kentucky. KFC is like the New Year's meal in like Japan or something, or Christmas meal, you know what I'm saying? So it's wild that somebody from here created such a large corporation. And wasn't he like 60 when he started KFC?
I didn't know that. I knew he was older, but yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's in one of the books I've been reading. I think it was in Think and Grow Rich. He talks about it, how Colonel Sanders was like 60 when he like went bankrupt, and he was like, okay, I'm going to just do something new. And now it's one of a world renowned brand of fried chicken.
I think it's bigger than in Japan than it is in Kentucky. I think you're right.
Oh, well, yeah, because we got indies.
Yeah, we got the indies, bro.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's a huge event. It takes more than 500 volunteers to put on the 2-hour parade. That's a lot of volunteers, you know, willing to spend their time to help make it happen. And it includes an average of 2,500 participants. So 2,500 different people in the parade itself, plus any, you know, horses, other animals they might include and all that stuff. And a crowd of 200,000 people in less than a 2-mile route. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, like numbers wise, it's not as big. It's definitely not as big size wise as far as like compared to Thunder. You know, Thunder, we're talking about closer to 1 million people, but that's just within a 2-mile radius, you know, less than 2 miles.
So. Not even a 2-mile radius. That's just a 2-mile stretch of road. So two sides to a road. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing about Thunder is it is kind of a 2-mile radius because you have the whole waterfront plus people down the roads outside of the waterfront if they don't want to get into the actual, you know, area with the Pegasus Pen. You got the Indiana side and everything, whereas this is just 200,000 people along that little route. Pretty crazy. It's been broadcast live on NBC affiliate Wave 3 since 1982, and the local broadcast brings the parade an additional 200,000 viewers annually. 400,000 people watching this parade every year, whether in live or on TV. That's a lot of people, man. A lot of people. It's a big deal. And it's kind of difficult to say whether that's viewers or TVs, because if that's TVs, then 200,000 TVs, you know, you can have several people watching a TV. That right. Number could go way up. So it really is a big thing. It was first held on the Thursday before Derby, but since then, because of, so you know, the Derby itself is packed in so many activities, they moved it to the Sunday before Derby. But yeah, you can see like right here all of the parade grand marshals. They have those on the website, and you can definitely recognize some of these names other than what they mentioned. You know, like they mentioned Lauren Green, John Wayne, Colonel Sanders, Muhammad Ali's done it twice, you know, Diane Sawyer, Ned Beatty, you know, there's just so many people. Loretta Lynn, Buzz Aldrin, you know, freaking astronaut, dude. He's been on the moon, and he took the time to lead the Pegasus parade. Denny Crum.
You know. Why they gotta share it with Denny Crum though?
Like, I know.
He went to the moon, like
Buzz Aldrin was definitely like the main one there. Like, but I mean, maybe that was around the time Denny Crum retired. Oh man, Cyndi Lauper, you know.
She was good.
Yeah. Just there's so many people. And in 2019, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Captain America, and Black Widow, you know, grand marshaled the Pegasus Parade. So that's what's really cool about this is it truly involves people of all age groups. And it says here in this little paragraph at the end, the grins on kids from ages 2 to 92 tell the story best. I think it's funny. They still call it kids because that's what it is, man. It's just, it's a spectacle, you know, it's a true spectacle. It's a show and it's kicking off the oldest horse race, like one of the oldest sports in the country, you know, the organized sports. So, and again, all the money it brings is just wild. And they've had so many themes throughout the year, just like Thunder. They have, you know, just so many ideas that they run with. This year it is, it's the 150th anniversary, I think, just like, celebrating Derby 150 is the theme. Last year, celebrating Derby traditions. Before that, you know, loving Louisville, a tribute to the community. Throwback Thursday was one. Fun for the Arts, you know, Call of the Wild. They really do a lot to make sure that there's a true theme to all the floats and everything that's going on. So, very, very cool event. And again, the oldest for the Derby Festival. There was something here I wanted to bring up. I thought, no. But yeah, so you can see it on Wave. It just kicks off, you know, the whole week of Derby. After Thunder, of course, Thunder is on April 20th this year, and the Pegasus Parade is on April 28th, and it starts at 3 p.m. west on Broadway from Campbell to 9th Street. So if you're interested, definitely start planning your routes now, because there's going to be road closures to accommodate it, and there's, you know, a couple hundred thousand people there.
Dude, but it's you already know people are going to be trying to get there at like 10 o'clock that morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not like, you know, Thunder where there's nothing to really see. If you're just interested in the fireworks, there's nothing to see until 9:30. If you want to catch the air show, it's around 3 p.m., I think, 3 or 4. But even then, you know, to your point, you know, that was like Thunder has a mile wide radius, whereas the Pegasus Parade is a 2-mile strip of road. Not a big space, but yeah, it's definitely worth going to, worth watching, and worth experiencing. To that effect, we have a video queued up from Wave.
We're here with Don G and Gary, I think. I don't know what his name is.
So this is just some of the parades through the year. So you got 1956, that's Wave's first Pegasus Parade. You can see people just kind of dancing in the street. There's, you know, as they move down, there's marching and floats and balloons and everything. And for 1956, man, that's a lot of people, you know, in one area, like, all up in the buildings and everything.
They got street lights and everything.
Dude, look how crazy Broadway looks back then. I got the equestrian units. So, a lot of horses involved, of course.
Dude, it's a brown garage, dude. They still had a bunch of garages back then.
Oh, like, of course.
Dude, they didn't close traffic. Like, there's a car.
The car might be part of the...
He's just chilling. He going to work.
1984, which is when they had Diane Sawyer included. There's the marching bands, whether it's school bands or otherwise. See, there's a Pegasus, bro. It's got wings. Unicorns don't have wings.
Hey, they still said that the parade's magical, dude, okay?
It's definitely magical. It's, again, I mean, when you have celebrities like the ones featured on these lists showing up for it, being willing to lead it and lend their name to it, I think it's a testament to how big it is. I mean, you would expect like Muhammad Ali, right? Because he's from here. You would expect Harlan Sanders because he's from here. But like John Wayne, you know, so there's so many. William Shatner, you know, Gladys Knight, Rick Pitino. That was in 96 when he was in Lexington.
Man, Chubby I got Checker. So many boos that year.
Dude, Mickey Mouse was here. Okay, Mickey Mouse was here in 2007.
Dude, I wonder if they got like a copyright strike. Like, they Disney probably does licensed. Not play about that, dude.
They probably licensed it.
Mickey Mouse.
Oh, man. Cyndi Lauper was here again. Teddy Bridgewater. There's a lot of names that you can really come to recognize if you look over the list of the grand marshals, and you can really see the work that goes into these floats. You know, you can see how much of a family event it is. Of course, if you're watching the YouTube video, if you're not watching, none of this makes sense, but yeah, it's, those streets are just packed. Whether it's people marching, of course there's an ad. Whether it's people marching or, you know, people lining the streets just to be a part of it, it's a ton of people. It brings a ton of people, a ton of kids, a ton of families, a lot of joy, a reason to get out, a reason to, you know, mingle in the city. And for a lot of people in this city, it's a reason to actually go downtown.
Yeah. I mean, you know, especially after COVID, you know, there's not as much, you know, it feels like there hasn't been as much stuff going on downtown. So with that, it definitely brings that back to where there's, you know, more mm-hmm. going on, more reason to be down there. And, you know, while you're down there, maybe check out some of the restaurants and things like that. Again, you know, keeping stuff
there's a local. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on between Nulu, Butchertown, you know, Old Louisville.
New Spinelli's.
Yeah, they got that. And they're killing it with everything they're doing. So
always
watch a parade and go get a slice, you know?
Yeah, and I think this year, did they say that Waves, are they, they're streaming it live, right?
Yeah, it'll be broadcast.
Awesome, yeah. So like with them streaming it live, we, you know, if you don't want to get out to the crowd, you can just watch it from home on your phone. If we might have a chance, we might even stream it live ourselves. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, if we can make it happen, you never know what we're going to decide to get into. So
we don't. We just kind of wing it.
All the time. But yeah, with that, definitely check it out. If you're not familiar with the Derby itself too much, and especially if you're not familiar, you know, everybody knows what the Derby is. So you might see the Derby, but if you're not familiar with all the festivities that happen around the Derby, check it out because you're definitely missing out.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Pegasus Parade, there would be no Thanksgiving Parade or a Thanksgiving. Who knows? I don't.
Who knows, man? We'll have to ask a historian. So if there's any historians out there who want to correct us on that, we'd love to talk to you.
You don't have to, though. It's understandable. You're probably busy.
It's cool. Man, I guess with that, is there anything you want to add before we close it out?
Nah, not at all.
With that, make sure to check out some of these events. Check out our episode that we did on the overall, you know, schedule of events. Check out the Thunder episode from last week. And you know, make sure to catch us the week of the Derby because we're doing 7 days of Derby.
Yeah.
And we will catch you all next time.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
Interest of the greater good. We need to smoke a joint and calm down.
I'm great. And if you keep talking jazz, I'm going to cut it to five.